Hi, everyone. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode 138. I'm Brian Peters, and this week we are diving into the world of copywriting. And it's interesting because we've sort of talked about this subject in a lot of different ways here on the show, but we've never had an entire episode dedicated to the art of simply writing better.
From writing techniques to the psychology behind bringing your stories to life, you'll leave today's episode with a ton of new tactics and strategies to try. These are the same exact techniques used by some of the biggest, most successful brands on social media.
A warm welcome to the show, everyone. Let's kick it off. I thought we'd start the show with one of my favorite quotes of all time when it comes to storytelling. It's from acclaimed Pixar director Pete Docter. He's famous for saying, "What you're trying to do when you tell a story is to write about an event in your life that made you feel some particular way. And what you're trying to do when you tell a story is to get the audience to have that exact same feeling."
Now, here's the thing. Stories aren't always what you think they are. Today, on social media, a story could come in the form of a caption or a video or a photo, or as we see most often, a caption plus a video or photo. The caption could be multiple lines, or it could be one sentence or even one word. The most important part, no matter the length of the caption, is that you're trying to get the audience to feel something.
One way you can do this is to pull apart the stories you like. Break down every little element about what you love about them. Those are the real feelings you're having, and you have to recognize them in detail in order to tell a great story yourself. In other words, self-knowledge and awareness are at the root of all great storytelling.
So for example, when you're posting to social media, you need to think about what your audience is going to feel when they see your photo. I bet that will give you an entirely new perspective on the content you're posting. Ask yourself, what will my audience think? What will my audience feel? How will they react to this content? Will they find it entertaining, or is it just entertaining to me?
Right, and that's one thing that is so underrated with great social media managers, the ability to identify with their audience and then post content that reflects those feelings and beliefs. I think when you ask, like, why isn't this one brand getting engagement, or why is our brand not getting engagement? I believe it's because the content and the messages are failing to relate to your audience. It's not that it's bad content necessarily, it's just that it's not resonating on an emotional level.
And I think we can all think of content like that that we've seen and it just hasn't really hit us an emotional level while we're going through social media, right? So let's talk about how we can write better captions and stories, which is one of the first steps in relating to our audience on a deeper level and increasing engagement. First, let's define what a caption is. So a caption is, in its simplest form, the title of an image or video, but usually we mean a bit more. A full caption takes the form of descriptive text, usually a few words or sentences.
A really good caption informs us about the things we cannot immediately see and encourages us to look at the image or video more closely. The relationship is mutually beneficial, and there is dependence between a well-written caption and the content. The caption can bring the content to life by providing context and meaning. It is also the link between the article, story, text, and the image. In other words, when you're writing captions on social media, it's important that you don't give away everything. Encourage the audience to take a deeper look at your content by sparking their interest.
Right. A good caption is a piece of writing that should be concise, accurate, informative, and as carefully crafted as the image itself. The content and the words that support it are deeply intertwined. So for marketers, it's absolutely vital to get it right. A great caption can help sell an image or video, and equally, a bad caption can make people scroll right past it. So above all else, keep it simple and check that facts are 100% accurate.
Now that we have a more specific definition of what a caption is and what it's not, let's talk about how to improve your captions so that they're not just an afterthought. First, and you just mentioned this, Haley, it's more often than not that simpler, shorter captions will generate the most engagement. If you look at the world's biggest brand accounts like Nike or 9gag or Chanel or Tasty, sure, their visuals are stunning, but their captions are equally as captivating and really work to hook their audience in.
If you find that you tend to write longer captions, it helps to practice editing as much as possible so that you get your point across in the fewest words. cut out the fluff and get right to the heart of the message. One way to do this is to avoid using too many adverbs. Most adverbs, especially adverbs ending in ly, can be removed from your caption. So for example, a woman in a photo isn't incredibly pretty, she's beautiful. The sky isn't very blue, it's royal. In other words, spend time finding the right words to avoid using adverbs as crutches.
That's an amazingly great point, Haley. Anyway, Stephen King has a great quote around this as well. It goes something like, quote, "Writing is human, but editing is divine." Keep that in mind as you write and edit your captions. The other aspect of simpler, shorter captions is the simpler part. And I think it's fun to think about this in terms of the Fleisch-Kincaid Index, which is a test to rate how difficult a piece of writing would be to comprehend. Three factors determine the test score: total sentences, total words, and total syllables.
Contently wrote a great article back in 2015 that looked at some of the most famous novels throughout history and what their Fleisch-Kincaid Index levels were. What they found was that books from authors like Cormac McCarthy, Jane Austen, Tim Ferriss, J.K. Rowling, Hemingway, and countless others are at a 7th to 8th grade reading level, or pre-teenager. And in fact, 75% of U.S. adults read just above a 5th grade reading level, and 50% of U.S. adults read at an 8th grade reading level. Only about 12% of adults read at a 12th grade level or higher.
Wow. I feel like I'm probably at like a 5th to 8th grade reading level. I don't know. But I think that's an important point to remember. It's key to note here, though, that it's not like these novels were meant for children. It's that these writers wrote them to be universally comprehensible. They were written for as many people as possible to enjoy. So three quick tips for better readability. One is to use short words whenever possible. Two, state your thoughts as simply as you can. And three, keep your sentences short. How short? Very short.
This is great stuff. And the other tip I'd love to bring up here, which is sort of related to writing succinctly and simply, is this idea of narrative urgency. Narrative urgency means that every sentence must serve a purpose. Your first sentence must make the reader want to read the second. The second sentence must propel the reader to the third. So forth and so on until the very end. And if a sentence doesn't move the narrative forward, if it doesn't make the writing more urgent, then it must be cut no matter how clever or precious it seems to you right then.
And this is a good tip for those that have found success with longer captions in the past. While most of the time, of course, like we talked about, short captions do perform best on social, there are definitely brands and influencers that have built a brand by telling stories with their captions. Nat Geo is a great example of a brand that writes short stories with all of their photos. And you'll see a lot of influencers, like I mentioned, do this as well to make their photos and videos seem more human. The key part here is that they're not just writing for the sake of writing. It follows with that narrative urgency that you mentioned, Haley. With every line, people are more and more invested in the content.
So what do you do if you aren't sure where to start? Well, as we like to do at Buffer, start with science. When in doubt, use facts, figures, and statistics to lure your audience in.
Using facts and data help take your ideas from abstract to concrete. Copywriters have been using this technique for ages. They know they must make their copy believable, and instead of fighting with rational ideas, they simply show the facts and numbers. We do this all the time at Buffer here on the show and on our blog. Simply using numbers, actually, believe it or not, has been shown to increase downloads and traffic to each one of our episodes that we use them in. Seems simple, and it really is.
People love data because it helps to prove a real outcome. The other copywriting technique that we should definitely talk about here that is more or less scientific is the art of teasing content. I'm sure many of you have seen this done on pretty much every meme account on Instagram, but lots of brands use this technique to increase views and engagement as well.
Yeah, Haley, this one is super common these days. The best way to describe this, and we'll try to visualize it here, is when you're scrolling through your feed and you see a caption which at first is funny, but doesn't really make a ton of sense on its own. It's only until you watch the video or look at the photo that the caption makes sense, and then it becomes even more funny. A lot of sports accounts like ESPN and Barstool Sports use these type of like teasing captions with every one of their posts.
Yeah, there are so many accounts that are doing this really well. And yeah, definitely gets a laugh out of you when you're going through and scrolling. That's how you know that it worked.
Right.
So, I mean, nearly any brand or business can implement little strategies like these to increase engagement. And the best part about these types of captions is that they check off all the boxes: short, to the point, relevant, emotional, etc. So keep an eye out for them next time you're scrolling through the feed to see if you can copy any of the things that they might be doing and see if it works for you.
Yeah, so let's see. To end the show, let's do a little rapid fire with copywriting tips since there are so many out there. What we cover today is just the start, but we hope after all of this, you are starting to think about your captions in a different light and more than just the little words that follow your photo or video. They make a huge difference and are a big part of what makes up your brand.
First, punctuation is pace. To add variety and cadence to your writing, play around with different punctuation. Periods, commas, dashes, colons, semicolons. Short sentences communicate tension. Longer run-on sentences, on the other hand, help establish a frantic, hurried rhythm.
Second, expand your vocabulary to make your writing more precise. As the old saying goes, there's no need to use a $10 word when a 10-cent word will suffice. And honestly, I had never seen that saying before this episode. I just saw it somewhere. So, but having more tools in your toolbox will allow you to select the most appropriate tool for the job.
Three, don't waste the reader's time. Their time and attention are two of their most precious resources. We don't want to force a reader to spend 3 minutes reading something that we could have and should have communicated in 30 seconds. If you want to earn your reader's trust, don't waste their time.
Finally, summing up what makes a really good caption, put simply, a good caption is one that provides context, adds personality, and inspires your followers to take action in the shortest amount of time possible.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Science of Social Media today. As always, we deeply appreciate your kind ratings and reviews on iTunes. And if ever you'd like to get in touch with myself or Brian, we're always here for you on social media. Just use the hashtag BufferPodcast, or you can also shoot us an email anytime at hello@buffer.com.
Lots of great episodes lined up for you in the next couple of weeks, including a very special episode from our archives and how to turn fans into brand champions. Looking forward to next Monday, everyone.